Yes. We'll go to the next topic of conversation, which is how epic those movies were that Ben posted the last week of high school movies.
They were very epic.
I
personally like the ones where I get the crap beaten out of.
Yeah, the Grimes equivalent of Stingrays.
Yeah.
Did you see Ben's page? He made a whole page for all those videos.
Epic.
Oh, you cut out for a second there.
All right. Ah. Well, to reiterate what I said 2 seconds ago, in an action replay, that was pretty epic.
Did you just, like, do hand gestures in your action replay?
Yes, I did.
Good, because I totally saw him those times.
There isn't much hand gestures with me.
Alright, so, yeah, that was pretty epic. Have you seen the new videos he posted of him and Caleb going around?
I have not seen those, because I'm no longer in those, Ben. He told me my contract ran out.
Well, he rehired some new actors as Grimes and Josh Hopkins.
I heard about that. I'm suing him for copyright infringement.
They weren't really good either. They totally pulled down the Grimes character.
So I've heard. No burn in hell for it.
So, yeah. One thing I want to ask about those movies is, when you fought off Caleb with those sticks at your house and then suddenly turned to Ben at the end of the movie and, you know, like, killed him, did you actually hit him?
I have a very fuzzy memory of that experience.
I think it was after the last week of school he recorded some for makeup tests or something.
Yeah, I think it was exam. I came over to my house. Did that video. We had been playing it for quite some time. To have epic. Episode 1 sucked more. No, episode 2 sucked more. Back. So we finally did it. And I don't remember what happened at the end.
Well, you got stabbed and you fell over, and then Caleb did his victory dance, and then you jumped up and stabbed him, and he fell over, and then you went after Ben. And I just wanted to know how badly you beat Ben.
Well, Ben pretty much didn't have a lightsaber, so, you know, he was pretty screwed.
Well, he just had a camera. So, yeah, he was pretty screwed.
Yeah, unless his epic camera powers won out. But I don't see how.
How do you defend a lightsaber with an epic camera power?
I'm not sure, but there's probably a scientific explanation. We shall consult science. Also, math.
I remember when I fucking posted that. I loved watching those movies with you and the guys because I got to see all sorts of little stuff that I'd posted over the years. Like, also math. I remember posting that, like, 3 years ago.
Wow, that was 3 years ago?
Something
Holy
like
crap.
That. You guys had just latched onto the idea. I like the idea that somewhere in Canada, you guys are going around going, also math.
Yeah. It happens on a regular basis. It's pretty awesome.
So, I hear from Ben that you weren't actually the head of the evil council. It was actually Caleb.
Yeah, well, Caleb's got something wrong in the head there, much more than I do. So, he's sort of in the position of evil master. I work in the shadows, and I'm much more dangerous.
So you're an evil ninja.
Yes. Ninja.
What are your opinions
on... For all things
on...
ninja, go to AskNinja.com.
What is your opinions on ninjas versus pirates?
See, that's a tough one. Because although ninjas have ninja powers, pirates have the rum. And we've all seen me in that video about the rum.
Exactly why I asked.
It's a difficult topic, to be sure, but I think I would have to pick the ninjas.
That's a shame. I totally was hoping I'd get you on the side of pirates on that one. Shit.
Well, now wait a minute. I am on the side of pirates. I just think that the ninjas will win. Unless I'm there.
But what if the pirates bring along robots to help them fight off the ninja horde?
Oh, then the pirates would win for sure. I mean, they got robots. Especially if one of those robots is Bender.
Okay, picture this in your head. There's a big arena. One corner, pirates. One corner, ninjas. One quarter, robots. Last quarter, communists. Who wins?
You know what? I'm going to have to think about this. And I will come back, and I will post the results in an epic battle of epicness.
Holy crap, that would be epic.
Somewhere. Probably Junk Heap.
Junk Heap is the place for all your epic needs.
I will definitely post it in Junk Heap then. And it will be amazing.
Where have you been lately besides, you know, university? You haven't really been posting or online that much often.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I've been playing Pokemon a lot.
Well, we've had Caleb fill in for you on awesome posts.
I need to know where the awesome posts are. I haven't been seeing the awesome posts.
Well, there's been some pretty awesome posts by Unprovoked Walrus Assaulter, a.k.a. Straw Hat Wally.
And where have those been?
Junk Heap.
Always the Junk Heap.
Junk Heap is a magical place, full of robots fighting ninjas, fighting pirates, fighting communists.
I don't want to hear about that anymore. You're making my mind explode.
And somewhere in the middle of that fight is Tiny Mario trying to avoid all the hits.
For those of you just tuning in, look at the picture at the bottom. It will explain everything.
So yeah, all the guys are online are posting videos of them playing games, and I've been requested to play Kaizo Mario and actually record myself screaming obscenities at it as I lose constantly. Can we look forward to any Grimes-related video game mayhem?
Well, I do have a camera now.
Holy shit.
So it's likely.
Record some shit. We'll put it up on the site. You don't even have to worry about space. We just like awesome shit.
Awesome shit. Awesome shit.
Yeah, not like regular awesome shit. You have to do awesome shit. Regular shit's just shit.
It must be awesome. Or else.
So yeah, recently I found out that Ben Heyman character goes to church, and I haven't been letting him live it down since.
What is this? What is this?
He was like a camp counselor at a Bible camp for like a couple weeks, and we thought he was just doing it for money. And then I called his house, and they're like, oh no, he's up at church. And I'm like, ooh-hoo, ammo. I can use this to make fun of Ben Heyman.
Yeah, we're not going to let him live this down.
Ha ha ha, Ben. You believe in the Lord.
I believe in the Lloyd.
What is his viewpoints on Weedle?
So
there's me and Ben have been talking a lot about the movies lately. We've been pretty fixated on them because I sat down and watched them basically all in one day, and I loved them. But I like the fact that there should be a fifth main character called Bob's Car.
Bob's Car has been present through many videos.
It's more of a character than Hopkins.
Common return. Actually, Bob's Car is the point. It's where we respawn when...
It's where you respawn when you die. Is there any other respawn points anywhere
yes.
in Canada?
I'm not sure. Bob's Car seems to be the only one that we've found, and the only one that we use. If we tried to use somewhere else, I imagine we would find out.
Well, about Bob's Car, just how shitty is Bob's Car?
It's pretty bad. I'm not sure on a scale how bad it is, but it's pretty bad.
On a scale to one to poor, how poor is Caleb Burpee?
Welfare.
There's just so many in-jokes about those movies. I love those movies just to watch them and see some epic moments. I hope that you guys can get together soon and make some more movies like that.
It gets pretty epic. I hope so, too.
Have you discussed with Ben hanging out anytime soon? Bring a camera?
It has not been discussed. We are waiting for Ben to get his driver's license so we can come up here on weekends and we can run around and annoy people walking around campus.
That sounds like a pretty good idea, but are you sure Ben can drive a car? Doesn't exactly sound like a smart idea to me.
That's why I said once he gets his license.
Oh, man. That's just mayhem. That's just, well, coral mayhem. Speaking of which, have you seen any coral
mayhem? Oh, God. Next topic. Not lately.
Well, we haven't done a new one in
about a month.
I'm
afraid now. Oh, okay.
When was the last one you saw?
I'm not sure. Let me go back and check. Then I will tell you.
Was it the one with Hitler porn?
I think it might have been. Yes. That was it.
We're working on a new Coral Mayhem to be put up on the site in the next couple weeks, so watch out for it.
Should be fun. Oh god, this is Franklin's 1999 to 2000 grade 5 class!
Didn't someone admit to being
no
in that
clip
class?
Fail!
Fail. No clip art. Oh god. Memories.
I don't know. I think they might have. Oh my god. I was in grade 5 that year. But that wasn't my teacher.
Well, you'd have to be in Michigan to have counted for that grade 5 class.
I suppose. Unless there was magic involved.
Well, they could have shipped the computer I found on the side of the road all the way to Michigan, but I doubt it.
Hmm. It's entirely possible.
It's all a plot by Liston to defame Ben Hammond.
Oh my.
So, we'll move on to the next subject. Let's see. Do I even have a next subject yet? Yeah, well, Ben Heyman's been talking to me about doing more videos with you guys. He says that it's entirely possible once he gets his license that he can drive down and pick one of you up, and that he could like drive down, pick you up, then you could just both show up at the high school and pester Caleb.
Hmm. That sounds like it's entirely possible.
You could just walk in and nobody would say
anything.
Why
did I just make a big long sentence like that?
Nobody would say anything if you just walked into school?
Nobody would say anything if I just walked into school, but then again, I wouldn't just walk into school.
Would you burst in musical style?
I would. It would be epic.
Definitely got to get that on tape. Also, kudos for your
definitely
Grimy Mercury video.
Oh gosh. Oh god. Internet famous.
That was probably the best video of them all.
Actually received praise from one of the teachers afterwards.
What did they say?
It wasn't what they said, it was what they did. I shall reenact it in a future video.
That brings me to another question. Why the hell does Ben miss all the good videos? Does he and has to reenact them?
Because it's Ben.
One more question that I can think of for the videos. Pretty soon, I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a car. Even though it's a killer-ass drive all the way out there, I'm definitely going to drive out and visit Ben Heyman, and obviously you. You're only an hour away from him, right?
Yes.
So, would you be opposed to doing some videos while I'm there?
I don't think that would be a problem. I think that would be definitely epic.
Because I have those little toy lightsabers and stuff. I have a bunch of those little toy lightsabers, and I'm totally going to just bring them out and have epic duels.
That would be definitely epic.
But do you think I could walk into the high school and not get thrown out?
Hmm. Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You just walk in.
I kind of look like one of those homeless people on the back of trains, like hobos. So...
Well, last April, I walked into my old high school back in Nova Scotia, and nobody even cared.
It's pretty relaxed up there.
Pretty much, yeah.
That would be pretty awesome. I'd like to go there and see some of the famous spots from the videos. Like, you know, I don't have to go into any of the classrooms, but I'd like to see the computer app classroom, the lunchroom where you guys sat, and let's see. I'd like to see Bob's car, but I doubt he's at that high school anymore. But I'd love to have seen Bob's car.
No, Bob graduated quite impressed and shocked at the time.
That's a shame. I still hope he has that car somewhere in that town so I can just go and walk and find his car and sit inside it and save my game.
Yeah, Bob has that car somewhere.
Let's see. What
we're not sure where.
Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I want to see the emo stairs.
The emo stairs. That's not far from the cafeteria.
I want to see how impressive the pull of emo is from the stairs. I will bring scientific equipment, and we will get the rating of how emo those stairs are.
It's pretty bad. I think those stairs actually tried to slit their own wrists one time. Then the stairs realized they didn't have wrists.
Then they wrote live journal poetry?
Yes. It was terrible.
That is pretty epic. I think I'm going to try and get a car as soon as possible just to go out there and see the emo stairs and pester Caleb. I'm just going to show up and be like, hey, I'm that guy from the internet.
It's hard to pester.
You remember Ditto Rape? I'm the guy who posted that.
Oh my. Oh my. No! The images are back! Oh god!
I'm trying to find a shirt-making company that'll make me a Ditto Rape t-shirt.
Do not want!
I'm gonna give one to Ben for his birthday. He'll just walk around in a Ditto Rape shirt.
Yeah, that'll be Ben.
I'm trying to think of some little subtitle underneath the Ditto Rape. I'm trying to think of an appropriate title for that shirt.
I think an appropriate title would be The Last Thing Said About It in the Coral Mayhem.
Do you remember what it is? Because I don't.
No. I just know it was absolutely hilarious.
Now I have to go look. I don't want to look at the picture, though. I'm going to have to scroll down the screen as fast as possible. Oh, man.
Yes, we do not want to look at the picture.
Let's see here. Come on, scroll. Scroll faster! Scroll faster!
Okay. For the record, the last thing posted in Coral Mayhem was worst shit ever.
Well, I think it's pretty appropriate. Yoshi gets the last line underneath the Ditto Rape that says, the next villainous team in the next game should be the daycare team.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I think my favorite line from that is, the nature of Eevee is pwned.
Oh, God.
Oh, man, this is horrible. Come on.
I don't want to look at it.
Oh god, I'm looking at it. It's so horrible.
Don't scroll down. Don't scroll down.
Well, when we were doing that Coral Mayhem, my dad walked into the room while I was doing that image.
Oh God, the Rick's dad.
We had a very long talk after that. Oh man. Okay, so we've had some pretty epic conversation so far. Let's move on to the final part of podcast. Let's see. I should totally just have some sort of thing to talk about, but I didn't plan any of this beforehand. I just kind of got online with Ben, and most of podcast with Ben is just like saying rape over and over and over again.
Hmm. Yeah, it sort of sounds like Ben.
He has a fixation
sort of,
rape.
But not really. It's a whole new side to Ben.
Maybe he just acts that way around
that
me.
That might explain the whole obsession with the dare rape. It's entirely possible.
He has a,
He is pretty crazy.
He has a friend in college that he calls Hitler.
I've heard about Hitler.
So, he showed Hitler some Coral Mayhem and showed Hitler the Hitler picture from the last Coral Mayhem.
Oh God!
He even reenacted Hitler guy's reaction, who was like, "Oh God, why are you showing me this? Oh God!"
But the main question that we have to ask there is, why didn't he get the original reaction?
Exactly. He should have had his camera on and been like, hey, Hitler, come look at this.
Then Hitler would have said, Ben, why do you have a camera? Oh my God!
Have you shown anyone some Coral Mayhem?
No, I've spared them that.
You're a much better person than Ben.
You'd be surprised how unoften that's said. No, you wouldn't.
Well, let's see. I'm trying to click off Coral Mayhem as quickly as possible. Come on, get off the screen. Okay, finally, it's off.
I'm looking at the Sharks poem.
The Sharks poem. Oh, man. That's a pretty long time ago.
I'm afraid of sharks.
You are?
No, I'm just doing this.
Oh, that explains why you're breaking up a little bit. Which kind of sucks, but...
How does that explain why I'm breaking up a little?
Don't argue with my logic. Oh, crap. Anyway, so yeah, we've seen Coral Mayhem, and we've seen the horrors that they've had on people. How often would Ben show other people at Computer App? Because he said he's, like, shown a few people Coral Mayhem.
At least once a week.
Wow, that is an impressive number. All he ever told me, besides, like, I showed a bunch of people, Coral Mayhem, was he told me about Mitch Emo Morris seeing Ditto Rape.
That was a memorable experience.
What was it like?
Yeah. It was just terrible. Mitch's mouth just opened so wide. When he saw it.
Oh, God.
Hey, Mitch!
Oh, man. Let's see. And he's done that to a bunch of people. That's just...
Yeah, a bunch of people.
No wonder he's getting sued by his teachers.
It was actually in that computer app class that I saw it. Almost sued. Almost sued.
He's the first person I've ever heard that's been almost sued by a teacher.
Oh, that was so funny when you showed up that day.
I'm thinking about putting that video on POS. You think anybody would mind?
Which video?
The video he almost got sued for.
Oh my god. The Cinnamon Toast Crunch video. I don't think anyone on the site would mind. I think if someone who was in the video on the site, who saw the video on the site, wouldn't be offended.
Well, since it's a private site and it's not listed in the Canadian Constitution as a place for cyberbullying, Ben shouldn't be able to get sued.
It shall be so.
I'm definitely going to
post the video. Do it now.
Well, I'm doing podcast right now. I can't post the video right now.
Later.
Okay, I can do that. I can do that.
Excellent.
Me and Ben have kicked around a few ideas.
Oh my god.
What? What?
I just remember saying, excellent. What happened once in Bob's car?
Hell yeah, tell me.
It was the last week of school. But any other videos. At this time, Caleb, I, and two other people Bob's car.
Fuck. God damn it, you're breaking up. Talk, man, talk. Talk to me.
No. So what happened what?
Well, god damn it, your connection is dying. It's Canadian connections. I hate Canadian connections.
All right. Shall I try to keep going? Or should I?
Well, hold on to that story for a little bit longer until your connection stabilizes.
Yeah. I'll hit my DS here.
Bad DS. Bad. Okay, anyway, moving straight along. We have an epic story from Grimes coming up. So, as soon as his connection stabilizes, cross your fingers, we will have an epic Bob's car related story. He's beating his DS right now. Is that illegal in Canada?
I think it's illegal. I think if you imply it in sort of amounts, then it's fine.
Okay. So, that completely sucks that now your connection's dying after Ben's connection died. That sucked. What is it with the connections? Is it my connection? I seem to be coming in fine.
Your
Well, anyway, yeah, since you're dying, I'll wrap up this week's Coral Coral Mayhem on the brain. I'll wrap up this week's podcast. Maybe I'll get a little bit left with Ben. I'll, like, turn him on for, like, 5 seconds and say, hey, Ben, you suck, and then turn him off and end the podcast. But, yeah, there are two things you need to do. Post the Bob's Car story on this forum because I want to see it. And also maybe that
will do
that pirates battle the epic pirate ninja robot and communism
with Mario in the middle.
Yes, I'm sorry. And number three, post more. I'm missing the Grimes posts.
I'm sorry. I've been posting in Conservatory a hell of a lot.
Yeah, but I don't play Pokemon as much as you, so I never go
I
there.
I think I've been doing it. Not just the Pokemon, the whole Conservatory.
Oh, the actual Conservatory, not just all the Pokemon topics that are on the Conservatory and the sub-forum.
Yes.
Okay, Grime.
I mean, I posted what I post.
Well, Grimes, let's have your final distorted thoughts for this podcast.
Getting.
Fuck.
Have my.
You keep dying. That sucks. Oh God, we're missing all the Grimes humor. Damn it. Grimes related.
I hate my connector. Don't eat my damn USB connector.
What?
I'm going to eat it.
Excellent.
I'm going to eat my USB connector. Not really.
I think that's good fiber.
But you know.
Well, Grimes, this has been a very touching interview / podcast. We've talked about Bob's car and Coral Mayhem and Ben being a ridiculous pervert. I think we've done good today.
Dot.
Dot. I agree, Dot. So then I will be going off. This is the end of podcast, besides what I'm going to do with Ben in a second. But I don't think I can put that on podcast. It could be censored. Thank you, Grimes, for your participation. And post more, goddammit.
Hey. I'm sorry.
You should be sorry. What are we going to do about the Red Menace while you're away?
And he will not sleep. I won't sleep.
God damn it. Connections suck. Okay, so I will talk to you later. Thank you for podcasting with me, even though you've had a kind of bad connection. It's so bad, I can't even hear you now. So I'm just going to cut off. I'm going to go now. Thanks for talking to me, Grimes.